This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
What was that? And here is Martinette. Good morning, Martinette. Oh, good morning, Martinette. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm here. I was supposed to say yo, yo, yo. That's kind of what I say when I come on the radio.
Yo, yo, yo!
Yo, 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 it's me!
How has the week been for you?
It's been a good week. I've been doing interviews and, getting ready for tonight, which is the book launch.
Ooh, yep. Nice. Where's the book launch? What's happening?
The book launch is at UBS. It's at 5:30 for a 6 p.m. start.
Wow. That sounds exciting.
I know, and I'm playing some songs from the book and doing a reading, and there'll be, nibbles and drinks and just general mingling with different people in Dunedin. So, it should be a good time.
Libation. Is it libations or libations? It's one of the two.
Libations.
Yeah.
Libations.
Yeah. Very, very exciting. And you had, is the chat you had with, was it Women's Weekly? Is that out yet? Women's Day?
I believe that's coming out at the end of the month because, I didn't hire my publicist until quite late. So all of the things I've been doing are going to be coming out in like April.
Classic.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Classic.
I did an interview with Aura FM. Yeah.
Oh, sick. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aura FM. We love Aura FM.
Yep.
Big shout out. Well, I want to wish you the best with your book. Does it feel different releasing a book compared to releasing music? Or is it pretty similar?
It does? It's definitely different because, a book is like a long format, Like, people might buy the book and not read it. It's easier to listen to like a song. So
that's true.
Yeah, I'm hoping people buy the book. And even if they don't read it, buying the book is great.
in terms of like when you release it immediately, though, do you have the same feelings at all? Or is it quite different?
It's quite different, yeah, because it's just like people won't know the nitty gritty unless they actually read it. It's all in there, but it takes longer to actually get to the good stuff.
Yeah,
the song is a lot of instant gratification almost.
Yes, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Totally indeed. Well, if people want to buy your book, Everything She Wanted, where can they do so?
They can do that at UBS, or it's online. Our books. There's this Pai Puka Puka website. If you just Google Everything She Wanted, Martinette Williams, there will be all of the ways to buy it on there.
Bloody fantastic! Well, thank you for coming on very briefly and announcing the book's out. We had a chat, I think, about a month ago about it,
yes.
Which is available on Spotify and our podcasting site,
yes.
On Radio 1.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Zach.
Of course. Take care. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. All right, folks. That was Martinette Williams. We're talking about their book, Everything She Wanted, which is out now. Very, very exciting stuff. I've read a little bit of it, but my book, my reading schedule is horrible. It's really confusing. I sped through a small 200-page book in about 4 days, but as soon as I pick up anything that's a bit longer, I kind of just give up immediately. I'm like, why can't I just play Fortnite or God of War or whatever, which is dumb. Very dumb. Child brain. I need to get rid of it. Here's Martinette with Crush. At 10:45, we have Eli from To The Front. We're having a talk about a panel that we're doing with APRA. Very exciting. Here's Martinette with Crush. Keep it real.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.